Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Masechas Korban Pesach, and the laws of the Korban Pesach, and the Sefer Korbanos, the laws of sacrifices. We will continue the theme of the previous Perek, which was discussing the obligation of having minui, becoming a member in the Korban Pesach, for it to be slaughtered on the person. In this Perek, the Rambam discussed regarding problems that could arise with being considered as a group member. Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph discusses regarding if someone tells something to his servant or to his agent, what the halachas could be. So Imal Avdi, someone says to his servant, go out and slaughter from your Korban Pesach. Now, so even though normally his master generally slaughters a lamb b'chol shana every single year, and that's how he likes for the Seder night. And instead he slaughters from goat, which are the two types of animals that the Korban Pesach could be. Or normally every year the Seder night, we all know the master has goat. And instead he slaughters from a lamb. Still, that's what he'll eat from. He didn't specify and say to him, plainly slaughtered me from that time. He didn't say, he just said, go and slaughter Korban Pesach for me. So whichever one the Eved ultimately does will be what the master's Korban Pesach is going to be. Now, let's say he wasn't sure which one he should do, so he slaughtered Korban Pesach, one goat and one lamb. So the master's not going to eat from both of them. Rather, they're going to actually go be both taken out to be burnt. And the reason for that is she'in nimna shnei pesachim, because you cannot be counted on two Korban Pesachs to eat from whichever one you want to at the time of the eating, because you can't say Breira retroactively was verified, because it's biblical law. And maybe at the time of the Shechita that was not what his intent was. Now, if, let's say, he had been counted on two Korban Pesachs, as we said in the previous parak in Halachiyat Aleph, that to eat in both of them, so then you'll eat from the first one that's slaughtered. But here, it's not that you're being on both, you just don't know which one. Well, that means to say that you can't say Breira, so then really you weren't on any one of them. So therefore, both of them are going to be taken out to be burnt. Now, but if let's say it was a king or queen, and he tells his servant to slaughter Korban Pesach of him, in the same case where he doesn't know, so he slaughters kid and goat, a kid, goat, and a lamb, then he'll eat from the first one, Mishum Shalom Malchus, because of regarding peace for the king, that he shouldn't be in that type of situation, where even though we say, Ein Breira, in this situation, we're going to say that, yes, it's been verified that whichever one was the first one, was the one that the king wanted. Halacha Beis, Hoibel Shluchai. Someone says to his agent, similar type of a case, he was a slave, he is an agent. Tells him, Tzeyu Shchayt Elayza Pesach, go out and slaughter from your Korban Pesach. The Kabbal Leigidi Otel, and he tells him, unlike the first halachas, it tells him here, a goat or a lamb. Now he forgets what his master, meaning the one who sent him, had told him. So what he should do is like this. He should slaughter a goat and a lamb, and he should say like this. If he told him, it told me goat, so gedi shaloi, but tola shali. So the goat is his and the lamb is mine. If he told me lamb, so tola shaloi, gedi shali. So then the lamb is his and the kid is mine, because he's an agent for that guy, and whichever one, he'll have one and I'll have one. But let's say the one who sent him actually forgets what he had even told him. So then Shneim Yisrael says, but then they both have to be taken out to be burnt, because neither one do we know definitively which is the one that he actually had made him as an agent. Now, it depends. If he forgot the one who sent him before the blood of the carbon was actually even sprayed, so then you have to bring another Korban Pesach. The reason for that is because when the blood was sprayed, it wasn't fit to be eaten, because already then we knew that we don't know, and therefore you can't eat it, and therefore you have to bring another Korban Pesach. But let's say, actually, he only forgot that he didn't know which one after the blood was sprayed. That means at the time the blood was sprayed, it was fit to be eaten, if he would know. So therefore, then, since at the time of the Zrik, which is the primary part of the carbon, he will be exempt from being a second Korban Pesach. And the same thing applies to, let's say someone says to not necessarily his shliach, but to his eved, to his slave, he tells him, go out and slaughter for me, and b'kavalei. Unlike halacha aleph, he told him which one he wants. Now, again, like the case of the shliach, just a little bit different because it's a slave, as we'll see, the slave now forgets what his master told him. So what you do is like this. So you go to the shepherd that his master generally shops by, and you get a gedivatla. You get a kid goat and a lamb. But Yemelein, you should tell him like this. He tells the slave, go slaughter both of them, so that you should slaughter the way your master had told you. Now, you don't remember which one it is, but it's one of those two. Now, so one of them will be yours. So that on the condition, on the stipulation that your master doesn't have any rights in it at all, because if he doesn't tell him this, and automatically it's going to be considered his master's. So to avoid that problem, he says, look, one will be you'll find out when you get back home, which one is your master's, another one will be yours. So if the shepherd does like that, so then subsequently the slave can make the stipulation, like we explained, regarding to the shliach, where he slaughters the gedi and the land. He says, if it's mine, then if he told me a gedi, so then his will be gedi, mine's left. If he said tlev, his will be tlev, mine will be the gedi. Halacha gimel continues regarding when you have groups, members of a group, and an agent that they send out as follows. If the members of a group tell one person, say, shchoit lo nesa pesach, go out, get us a korban pesach, and slaughter it for us. Vamalohem, now he tells them, v'atim shachatu alai, and you slaughter for me. V'shachatu him, v'shachatu. What ends up happening is that they actually get a korban pesach, and they slaughter, and he also gets a korban pesach, and he slaughters it. So kul moichel mizesh nishchad rishon. So all of them are going to eat from the one that was slaughtered first, because each one said that, you know, let me be on yours, you be on mine, and they thought the other one will do it, and they ended up both doing it. So they're all going to eat from the first one, because they're all on that one. We said if you're on two, the first one that's slaughtered is the one that you're part of. And the last one goes out to be burnt. Let's say chabur shavat pescha. Let's say there was a group that had a korban pesach, but it got lost. So they said to one of the members, "Teu bakish ushchait lein, go find it and slaughter it for us." Halach umatza pesach shavat ushchate. So he actually went. He actually ended up finding it and he slaughtered it. But the thing is, they didn't know if he's going to find it. So behem lochu pesach achar ushchatu. So they went and they bought another korban pesach and they slaughtered it. So, if his was slaughtered first, meaning the old one that guy had found, so he eats from that, he was a member on that one. And they eat with him because they were members on that one and they told him to go find it with them. And the second one that they had bought a new one, that one should be burnt. Now, but let's say theirs was slaughtered first, that new one that they bought. So, they'll eat their own because that's the first one that was slaughtered. But that one member that went to find it and he found it and he brought it, he eats from his own because he was never counted on that second group. He had left already. They only did for the remaining members. So he wasn't on theirs. So he'll eat from his own. Now let's say, and you do Ezimem Nishchad Rishon. Let's say you don't know which one was slaughtered first. Or Shashach Dushem Kachas. Let's say both slaughtered at the same time. So who Eichel Mishalai? So he, either way you look at it, he's going to eat from his own because he was never part of that new one. Now, Behem Einam Eichel Imai. They don't eat with him because maybe theirs was slaughtered first. So it comes out that they had already removed themselves from that one that he had brought because theirs was slaughtered first and Karm Pesach could only be eaten for those that were counted and they weren't counted on his. Now, but Vishalem Yisrael Beis HaSreif, at the same time, their Karm Pesach has to go out to be burnt because actually maybe his was slaughtered first and they were on that one and not on their own. And therefore, it's like Karm Pesach has no owners, which has to be burnt. But either way you look at it, they're going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni because they were either on his or theirs, and either one would have fulfilled the obligation. You just don't know which one, so therefore they cannot eat from any of them. Halacha, hey, Amalehem, Zeshashlechu, if he said to them, to the ones that sent him, Levakish Pesach Sh'avid, or the Shachatoi, that they sent him to go get the Pesach that was lost and to slaughter it. So as he's leaving, he tells them, look, Emecharti, if I do delay, maybe I won't find it. Shachatu Atmalai. You go and slaughter the Korban Pesach on me that you're going to go and buy. Now, halacha matzav shachat. He actually ended up going and he found it and he slaughtered. Now, behem, they didn't hear back from him. They don't know if he found it. So they lakhu b'shachat. They bought a new one and they slaughtered. So im shalem nishchad rishon, if theirs was slaughtered first, so he moichel mishalem, so they obviously eat from theirs. Moichel mom, he eats with them too because he told them, that make me a member on that. And theirs was brought first. But shayni yisraf, and the second one, which was the original one which he found, is taken out to be burnt. Now, im shalem nishchad rishon, if his was slaughtered first, so who is Mishla? He's from his own because he went and he found it and he went and brought it first. Now, they eat from their own because they never told him that they should slaughter for him. He went to go find his. He said, in case I don't find you, make me on yours. So it comes out that they removed their hands from his carbon. So they're going to eat only from theirs and not his. Now, let's say, and you do it, let's say you don't know which one slaughtered first, or let's say both slaughtered at the same time. So halacha is, him oichel mishalem, they eat from their own, because they were never on his. And no matter when there is a slaughter, they're on their own. But v'hu, which is an inverse of the previous cases, v'hu ein oichel imahem. He doesn't eat with them, because maybe his was slaughtered first, and that means that he was never on theirs. V'shaloi bat yitzlo beis aser. But at the same time, his has to be taken out to be burned, because maybe theirs was slaughtered first, and therefore he was counted with them, and therefore his carbon pesach is like has no owner, which has to be burnt. But again, the potim alas of pesach sheni, either way, he's going to be exempt from being a pesach sheni, because whichever one it was, he was part of. We just don't know which one, so he can't eat, but he'll be exempt from bringing a second carbon pesach. Halacha vav, avalim pischem v'avalei pischai. Let's say they lost their carbon pesach and he lost his carbon pesach. So Vamalami says to them, look, tzu v'akshu v'shachdu alai. Go out and seek and slaughter for me. In other words, go ahead and find your carbon pesach that you lost, and when you end up finding it, you know, make me part of your group because I lost mine. Now Vamalami, they tell him, tzu v'akshu v'shachdu alai. No, you go and look for yours, and when you find yours, because we lost ours, you go and slaughter for us. So essentially, they're both asking each other to be on the other ones. V'halacha matzav v'shachat, he went and he actually found his and he slaughtered. V'matzahim v'shachat, and they found theirs and they slaughtered. So kulam aichlam anirishin. So in this case, they're all going to eat from the first one that ended up being burnt first, because they were all counted on both. V'ashen yisav, and the second one's going to go out to be burnt. Now v'me'en yidu eizan nishchat tchila. Let's say they don't know which one was slaughtered first. Ashtach l'shneim gechad, they were both slaughtered at the same time. So then shneim yisav, they both have to be taken to be burnt, because you don't know which one is either one counted on. But if a tumor lasts a pesach shenei, but again, they can be exempt from a second carbon pesach, because either way, there was one that they were all on, which was the first one. You just don't know which one. Now, let's say halachu levakish, v'hochahim levakish. Let's say he went to look, and they went to look. V'loy omer zeh lezeh klum. And this case is different than all the previous cases. Neither one told each other anything. Now, although that was their intent, they had in mind that, yeah, whoever's going to find it will slaughter and have the other ones in mind. Well, let's say there was even some allusions, udvarim, or there was actually some conversation, sh'umdan hadas behem, that the understanding was, although it wasn't explicit, sh'kol echad sh'imtzu, whoever's going to find, yishchad al-chavei will slaughter for the other ones. But since they weren't specific, and ultimately they didn't tell each other one anything, they're not responsible one for the other, and whichever one each one brought will be for them, and will not be related at all to the other one, for better or for worse. Halacha Zayin continues regarding what happens if a carbon pesach gets mixed in with other animals. So shtei chaburis. Let's say there's two groups of members of carbon pesachs. Shenas over pischeim koyd m'shei shachatu. Their carbon pesach got mixed up before they were slaughtered. Now the thing is, since a carbon pesach could only be eaten by those that are counted on it, and they don't know which is the animal that they're counted on, so you have to do the following procedure. Chaburis zu. This one group, Lekhan Keves Echman Terevis. Okay, they just randomly pick one of the lambs from the mixture. Tashnei Lekhan Hasheni, and the second group takes the second one. Now, the Echman Nechabura Zu Bo Etzel Elu. So, one of the members of one group goes to the members of the other group. The reason why this is important is because the Pasuk tells us, the Im Yimat Habayis Miseh, which teaches us that you could continue to diminish the members of a group as long as you have the bias still there, as long as one of the original group members are still there. So, you can't just make some type of a switch. You have to have that one of the original members are there. So you have one member of a group that goes to all the other members of the other group. And you have one of the members of the second group goes to the first group. Now, the way you do it is like this. And each group from them, they tell the new member that's coming to them from the other group as follows. If this was our Korban Pesach, so your hands are removed from the original one that you were on. But now you count it on ours. And you could do that until it's slaughtered. You could switch groups. Now, if this was your carbon pesach, and again, we need that, because you need to have them. You can't just switch and say, okay, now this is suddenly ours, because at least one original member has to be there. So he'll be that member. Oh, then you deny meshuchas mishalonu. So then our hands are removed from our group, from our carbon, and then we're going to consider on yours. So either way, you're having one original member, and they're making that transfer now. Same thing is v'chein chamish chabur shal chamish chamish amni adam. So let's say you have five groups and each group has five members. Or yesh chabur shal asar asar. You have 10 groups and each group has 10 members. You do the same thing. Meishchlem echad mikol chabur lechabur acheres. You take one member of every group and you send them to one of the other non-groups, and you'll have at least one member, one original member in each group, and the other nine will be going to the other 9 groups to make sure that it's one of theirs. That's how they stipulate that they say, and then you get slaughtered because you'll have a transfer to the Shechita and you're still going to have one original member. Let's say you have, however, 2 people that their carbon pesach got mixed up with each other, and it's just an individual, one Reuben and Shimon, one individual, each one's bringing their own carbon pesach, and the carbon pesach got mixed up. So you can't do what we said before because there's only one member. and you can't diminish where there's no group members left. So what you do is like this. Zelikech pesach ha meterebis. So this guy takes one of the lambs from the mixture of zelikech le'echad, the other one takes the other one. Now this one now counts on this Karban Pesach someone randomly from the street. So you're adding now suddenly there is more than one group member. But the other one also gets include someone else from the street. Because again, if not, then you wouldn't be able to stipulate with the second person and tell him, oh, if yours is a Karban Pesach, then I'm removing mine from mine. Because through that, he's going to leave his own Karban Pesach without an owner. And you can't do that. And to count himself on his friends and still be on his own before he removes himself, you can't, because he can't be on two Karban Pesach at the same time. So they're going to each get another member, so that now there's two groups. Oh, then you'll again, you'll take one of them from one group to go to the other group. And you'll have from the other group go to the first group. And each one is going to stipulate with the person who's coming to him, from that other group, is going to tell him like this. This is my Karban Pesach. Then your portion is removed from that one, and you're now counted on mine. If it's yours, then you have the Meshuchah Mepesach Shali, then my lot is removed from my original Karban Pesach, and I'm counted with yours. It comes out in that case, they're not losing anything because of the confusion and the mix-up of the Karban Pesachs. Halacha test. A different type of mix-up. Where not the actual animals got mixed up, but after the Shechita and after the whole thing, you have the hides of the animal that's remaining. The hides of the Karban Pesach got mixed up. Now, why does that make a difference? Because if nimtzis yabeles ba'orachamim, you found a wart on the skin of one of them, which is considered a blemish, which thus invalidates that Karban Pesach. Now, you don't know which one is the one that's invalid. Kulam yitzel be'sasri, but they all have to be taken out to be burnt, because each and every one has that doubt. Maybe it's the one that had the blemish. Then this arvu krim zirgis daman, now it depends. If it was mixed up before the blood was sprayed, so actually chayav and pesach sheni. Now they all have to go ahead and bring a second Karban Pesach, because that means to say at the time when the zrikas adam is going to be done, none of the karbans were fit because of the doubt of it being a blemish. So it comes into all invalid, and therefore the zrika wasn't affected. Let's say in the serva achazik, but let's say it was only mixed up, and this whole confusion was after the zrikas adam was done. Oh, then betur malas pesach sheni. Then actually going to be exempt from being a second Karban Pesach, because the four karbanas besides that other one was fit at the time of when it was being sprayed. Only one is possible, and we're not going to all obligate them because of that doubt, so then they're going to be exempt. And the reason is, because if they're going to bring a second Karban Pesach, because, oh, there is one of them, we don't know who it is, but there is one of them that has to bring another one, but it comes out that whoever in the first time, those four out of the five, that had brought a valid carbon, maybe Chun Lazar is going to be bringing something unconjugated to Lazar, which you can't do that either. So because of that doubt of that one person, we're not going to make, if each one has the doubt because it wasn't sprayed yet, so then each one is not considered chulim because he has an obligation. But if during this week it was good, and now afterwards we don't know, so one person has that invalidation, which we don't know who it is, but you can't have the other four who brought carbon kosher to be chulim lazar. And if you're going to say, v'im nimnu kulam pesach echad, and if you're going to say, okay, what do you mean? Let them all be counted on one carbon pesach. So it's not going to be chulim lazar because there is one person who is obligated to be in carbon pesach. No, because then nitzin nishchat shalayl mechuyib comes out that you're slaughtering for those who are not obligated, because halachically the other four are not obligated. And b'zei kemisha nishchat shalayl mechuyib, that's like slaughtering it for those who are not counted on it, which is also invalid. And then misna kol echem hem v'aman, and if each one's going to stipulate and say, oh, not a problem, let me bring a Karban Pesach. Im ein the Pesach yishlam, if it's not going to be Karban Pesach, let it be as a shlamim, which actually what misra Pesach, leftover Pesachs are actually brought as a shlamim, so either way he'll be covered. So he'll take care of the doubt, and maybe his was the invalid Pesach. No, because dam Pesach mishvicha, the blood of a Pesach has to be poured. The dam shlam mizrika, the blood of karmish shlamim has to be sprayed. From the tanim mizrika, and those who are supposed to be sprayed, ayitim mishvicha lekhila. Initially, we don't want it to be sprayed, and even though after the fact it would be, but ultimately we don't want you to bring it initially in a way that's going to be inappropriate. Lefikach p'tur mepesach shein. Different in this case that we described, where if let's say it was mixed up only after the zrika sadam, then they're all going to be exempt for bringing a second Karban Pesach.